Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Alex here.
And Shannon.
This week's story is from Emma. So without further ado, welcome to episode 38 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
I first got into Star Wars from a male friend I was talking about it with in college. We were studying for an exam and both got bored with studying, and I started asking him about his Star Wars shirt and how the movies worked. Fast forward about an hour into the conversation, and after he had fully explained how the series started with episodes 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3, and 7, 8, 9, but that I should watch Rogue One before 4, and was ultimately convinced to give the movies a shot.
I watched the movies in the proper order, and the Disney lover in me immediately latched onto the sequel trilogy. I believe that the story reached new heights with the sequel trilogy and built on the original trilogy and prequel trilogy in a really lovely way. I felt like I could relate to the sequel trilogy characters more, and I appreciate Disney taking a franchise and opening it up to an entirely new audience. I don't know if I'd have the same level of attachment to Star Wars if the sequel trilogy didn't exist.
I started a Star Wars stan account, at Kylo My Heart, back in December 2017 because I realized after watching The Force Awakens that I wasn't the only viewer who saw the intense chemistry between Rey and Kylo. I had already heard of Reylo, though, on Tumblr, and was curious to see if there was a home for it on Twitter as well. Of course, there ended up being a strong presence for it on Twitter, which has been really exciting to see. It's so fun to engage with fans about the sequel trilogy, Reylo, Star Wars, especially people who are relatively new to the fandom, like myself.
It has been difficult to see that the Reylo community also receives a lot of hate online, usually from more traditional fans who have hard and fast rules for how they think the sequel trilogy should go, or have even totally dismissed the sequel trilogy after The Last Jedi. I occasionally get snarky reply or quote from one of these fans. I reply most of the time, especially if I see a flaw in anything they're saying about Reylo and how it fits with the other movies as a whole. I believe I've always tried to keep my response respectful and not to continue to engage with the toxic component of fandom. Of course, there is the question as to whether we should engage at all, although I think it's important to stick up for the things you like, believe in. I obviously get a lot more enjoyment out of interacting with the growing community of Reylo fans, a diverse fandom of primarily women of all ages. I've been inspired by the fans I follow and message as I learn more about them and their own Star Wars induction story.
Star Wars has definitely impacted my life since first starting to get into it in late 2017. Of course, I had heard of Star Wars before, but it never really struck me as something I'd be into, and I certainly never imagined owning a shirt with the Millennium Falcon on it, buying Funko Pops of characters, or going to the Disney store as soon as it opened to buy a freaking spirit jersey.
The dynamic between Rey and Kylo is so captivating, despite it not being particularly unique in terms of the tropes it relies on. Their dynamic has made me hungry for more stories of enemies to lovers, romances, and I've started to invest in other fantasy genre books containing this sort of dynamic. Reylo and the sequel trilogy and Star Wars as a whole has made me a more voracious reader and expanded my worldview in a way I'll always be thankful for.
Like most of the Reylo community, I am awaiting The Rise of Skywalker with bated breath. I think it will be a fandom-changing movie. I believe, based on what we've seen so far, that there will be romantic conclusion to Rey and Ben's relationship, but I am so excited to see how that's executed. JJ gave the Reylos such beautiful shots and imagery in The Force Awakens, and I'm confident he'll deliver again for this epic finale.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Emma, and you can find her at KyloMyHeart on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis.
And me at McCarter Shannon.
I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.